Blog Talk Radio. DJ Hustle.
DJ Hustle.
Cries of wait, please wait, we're gonna wait, but can wait, we'll wait, there's a shield, a fear full of confused hate. Soldiers fight because they're loyal, while tempers boil, on you a soil, they're screaming no blood for oil. Groups of recruits get fitted for troop boots, while business suits shoot hoops, seeking fruit loops. Yo, I don't understand the government plan, blowing up holy land, killing a family man, man, tearing loved ones asunder, when things were really sunny, simply for the money, the money. Yo, money, they might reinstate the draft and I'm getting bummy. So I clear my head by going testing, testing, one, two, testing, and count my blessing. And pray for the brother man with an M60 in his hand, eating spam. So one more time, testing, one, two, and you don't stop. That's why we got the score hot. Yo, I got one thing to say, Jason. Let's bring them in the face.
The lawn correctly. I have a green thumb, you're not dumb, that's why you sweat me. You wanna have your cake and eat it too, so do I. It's leaking around, we're sneaking around, so why do you wanna continue coming to every venue? You don't tell them, I'll offend you. This ain't right, so put them down on the scoop, that you're a blow up sex doll for every group. Where are the footsteps that you followed? Tippy toed to my crib and give me a solid. You answered every question I ever had on the female anatomy after you sat on me. Cheating is more serious than the taking of Pelham, so tell him before I tell him.
If Mary had told her boyfriend like she was supposed to, none of this would be happening.
Tell him his feelings you disregard. You took his credit card, went in the boulevard. You bought me shirt after shirt with his hard-earned work. You treat him like dirt. My conscience said to me, your chubs, you better be careful. She gave me the keys to his Cherokee Jeep, but I don't want to go 6 feet deep in the dirt for some skirt. I was gonna cut her off, but the stuff was kinda dope. The dope even paid my car, no, no. I'm gonna let her go yet until I get this girl can really get me out of financial debt.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renesee.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Triple Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush Man, and you're live with Street Queens, the movement. And it's hosted by the panel. And today, our topic is mixing business with pleasure. Does it work for you? Can it work, or can it be your total downfall? Call in at 347-826-7722. Also, we want to send a shout-out and happy birthday to the legend, the icon, Chubb Rock. That was an introduction for him, you know, a little mix right there by DJ Hustle. Chubb Rock, happy birthday to you, and also rest in peace, Mike Tyson's daughter. When we talk about Mike Tyson's daughter situation and Korea with these nuclear bombs, what are they really doing? But we're going to be talking about mixing business with pleasure. We want to know how many people are going to be really honest. Call in at 347-826-7722. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Join our site. Make sure you log in. Put your preferences, you know, put all your information on there. Also, if you want to email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Also, the 26-hour rapathon is going down in New York this weekend. And we're going to the lines. Peace, 215.
Peace, Queen. Emma, E2K on the check-in. You already know I'm on the Twitter. It's popping.
What's up, boo-boo? How you doing?
You know, just trying to, you know, just thinking about the topic for today.
That's what it is. Peace, Queen. Hey, Felicia.
Peace, y'all. Felicia Sabreeze in the building.
What's poppin', man? And because y'all guys want to check in, I'm going to let my queens go ahead and let them do their shout-outs and say where they representing and their businesses. We're going to start off with Emma of E2K.
Peace, everyone. This is Emma, E2K, from E2K Magazine, representing the street queens, representing the positive women movement, representing the BX, New York. I carry the whole world on my back. And I'm on the Twitter check-in. So don't forget E2K underscore magazine. P. Diddy already hit his million. I'm just saying, help a sister out. Can I just get half of that? I don't even want the million. Can I get half? That's it.
That's what it is. Felicia.
Yeah. Felicia Sabreeze live and broadcasting live from Worcester, Massachusetts. Boston represented definitely to the fullest. Shout out to the Queens. Shout out to Music Mania Television. My partner said Boogie, always holding me down. I'm really excited for this game tonight. I want Orlando to win. So all you Orlando fans out there, go Orlando. But besides that, I'm ready to get it in. We got an exciting topic. I'm going to be honest, and I want everybody else to be honest, because we already know that in this industry, people do date each other. But anyways, you know, listen up for a great show tonight. Lushy Lush, why don't you give your shout-outs, boo?
Oh, man, you know, I just want to, you know, shout-out all our callers, all our listeners that's going to be jumping in with us. And I got to shout-out my queens, both of you guys, Emma, Felicia, Toy, Lissette, CG, you know, consultant guy, our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, Strictly Bought One. And, you know, I represent the DMV and worldwide. Africa, we in the building. Latinos, we in the building. Indians, we in the building. Worldwide, we in the building. African Americans, we in the building. Let's go.
That's what it is.
So just to remind those people that are calling in, our show topic is mixing business with pleasure. Does it work for you? Can it work for you, or can it be a total downfall? Also, we're going to send a shout-out to Chubb Rock. Also, we're going to be talking about Korea and his nuclear practices and Mike Tyson's daughter's death, our viewpoints on that, and the guidelines on weight gain on pregnancy. But we're only talking about that a little bit. But the main thing is mixing business with pleasure. and we got another call on there. 215. You in the same area code as Emma? 215-904.
Me, that's me, babe.
Oh, you calling for? How you calling twice? Wow.
I lost the call. I hung up for some reason. I was trying to be on speaker. I'm like near like five phones. I'm letting one charge. I might bounce off of this one called by another one. So I'm on the check-in though.
Okay, so let's get this party started. So ladies, man, the thing is mixing business with pleasure, man. Cause you guys, you know, give like, you know, quick scenarios on mixing business with pleasure, you know the real definition of it, you know. So I want you ladies to go explain that to the people.
My point of view on that one is, I mean, I feel like, when we talk about making business with pleasure, we're talking about entertainment industry, right?
Any industry.
As far as any industry. I want to touch the entertainment industry. I think that in the entertainment industry, obviously, you know, it's a lot of good-looking men and they got a lot of good-looking women and everybody's paper chasing, and that's just one thing that everybody has in common. I think that if you're going to date somebody in the industry and say maybe their network could really help your network out or vice versa, because that's usually how it goes, or somebody can always do something, I think that you shouldn't mix it. Like, I think you guys shouldn't work together if you're going to date in the industry. And not like if you're going to have the pleasure, don't mix the business aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. It does, but, you know, it happens. But I think that if you're going to, you know, meet someone in the entertainment industry, I wouldn't, me personally, I wouldn't want to, like, work with them. Like, say if I was a singer and he's a rapper, like, when you just start dating, like, I wouldn't want to, like, put it out there like that. I'd rather just keep it the pleasure. But it's weird because it seems like that's what happens. Like, look at J&B. They got together. Now they're working together. It's just, I guess, to each his own, really and truly. Just like, I don't know how I feel about it, but I think that me being underground, if I meet a guy in the underground industry, like, I'm not trying to mix the business. Like, I'm not trying to, if you're a rapper, I'm not trying to be in your video. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to get on your song. I'm not trying to go to every little networking thing that you go to. Like, I'm trying to do my own thing and be in my own lane. Like, that's how I handle myself. And that's how you kind of, like, you know, build your respect. Like, because you end up meeting one dude that don't work out, you sleep with him, then you get with the next dude, you're sleeping with him, then you go to the next dude. You know, you're a little industry hoe, like, because you want to mix the business and pleasure. You know what I mean?
It's a deep issue, man.
Yeah.
Emma, how you feel about that?
Oh, my God. You know, I sometimes forget that later on you could take these shows and download them and listen to them, and I get myself in a whole heap of trouble. But you know what? It is what it is. Thank God at this moment I'm a single woman. I can say whatever I want. So,
exactly.
Shout out to the single ladies. Listen here, listen. Listen, just listen. I think, you know, I agree with Felicia to a certain point. But then again, you really can't control who you feel for. You know, what happens is when you start doing business with people, you create a relationship. Like, especially, let's stay with the, you know, with the music industry. Especially in the music industry, you're grinding so hard. Like, you're with people 24/7. You know, you guys are together, like, all the time. So what happens is you start, you know, learning about each other. Sometimes, maybe not in the very beginning, but, you know, as you're working together, whatever, that attraction, or you happen to be in a party, y'all coming home, y'all already feeling nice, and, you know what I'm saying? You grown, he grown, and it just be the grown thing happening, you know? And next thing you know, it's just happening, you know? And sometimes there's no control about it. Sometimes there is. Sometimes, you know, it does hurt, but sometimes it helps, you know? I mean, it all depends on which are the two that are getting together that's forming that, that's crossing that line about business and pleasure. You know what I mean? There has to be a certain, definitely a certain understanding when and if that line is crossed. You know what I'm saying? So there has to be definitely understanding about, look, all right, we crossed it, but when we're doing business, it's business, and, you know, in the spare time, it's the spare time. Or they can just, you know, it could happen and be like, you know what, this really is not for us, let's just continue the business, or you know what, let's not do business, let's continue the pleasure, like, either or. But I've known personally people that do both, and it works out just fine for them. They do their business on or whatever in the daytime or whatever. They're in the boardroom having their meetings, and at night they do them. I mean, they have kids and all that. You know, there's people, you know, the industry people have kids with each other, and you don't know until you go to their birthday party and be like, oh, that's your baby daddy? All right, yeah, thanks for letting me know. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like that. Like, that's the realness about it. You know,
so what about situations like, with the young lady, like the one they call Superhead, right? And these other young ladies, video vixens, that are supposed to be conducting business, and they make business with...
No, but see, Superhead wasn't giving head to conduct business. Like, she was just trying to get a name for herself, and she was just going in a crazy way. Like, she was just going madness about it. There's a big difference what Superhead was doing and what, you know, and what other people... It, you know, things happen, but don't come tell me that every time I'm going out to industry, I'm giving somebody head, because that doesn't happen all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going now, okay, I'm writing this down. Let me see. Nas is next, and who's next? Like, I don't have a list of people that I'm directly going to go give head to, like, you know, Superhead and all these other chicks that then later on want to write a books about it. Like, let me tell you something. I even respect them. Like, keep it gully. You want to do that? Go ahead, do that. Like, I don't have a, like, go ahead, but don't go write a book about it afterward, because that's like some dry snitch stuff. Like, if you're doing it for your pleasure and that's what you want to do, and you're a nympho like that, you know, by all means, rock on. But you're going to write a book about after that, so then what you're doing is you was doing that deliberately. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Okay, so people out there, the definition is straight. So about mixing business with pleasure, it's not like intentionally, it's something that just happens, you know. But, you know, you got situations where, you know, your boss might be attractive or somebody you're doing conductive, he might be sexy, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're a nice-looking young lady. And, you know, you got to start hanging out more, you know, because maybe you're a publicist or and maybe, you know, he's the head of a CEO of a company or something, and you guys, you know, are constantly, you know, going out to events together and you guys go on, you know, trips. And it's just, you know, he starts doing favors for you and everything. And you might have no attention. You're like, oh, well, we just business partners. But it leads to something else, you know. Do you continue to, you know, if he comes out and say, hey, man, I want to mix this business with pleasure, do you continue?
If it works. If it works for you, why not? If he's single, you single, and if it works for y'all, then I don't see a problem with it. Now, the problem becomes if this partner of yours is a married dude or got three baby mother drama or whatever, and then you want to, like, do you want to add that on? You know what I'm saying? Is that going to be beneficial for you? That's you got to kind of look at it like that. Because it'll happen. The attraction may or may not be there. But if it's there, if it's going to be a good thing, for both parties involved, you know what I mean? If that CEO and you publicist or whatever, and y'all can get along and y'all can get it popping and it's fun, whatever, y'all not hurting nobody else, you know, y'all not hurting nobody, then go for it. But if he got a wife or you got a husband and all that, that's some other extra drama that you really got to consider because eventually that's going to come out in the wash. All the dirty laundry, you know what I'm saying, all that dirt comes out in the wash eventually. So are you going to be prepared when that, you know, that blows up in your face or when that comes out, when his wife find out? Like, you know what I mean?
Mhm. Well, you know, the thing is that, I mean, we're all grown adults in this life, right? And most people,
Some are.
You have to, but the thing about it is laying, and you walk into a situation like this. Some people have scenarios where they get into a situation where it's business at first, and they say, hey, we might want to cross that line. You know, we both attractive, or maybe my man's not giving me this at home, and, hey, you're right there, and you're offering. Let me go ahead and take some of that cookie. And you get some of the cookie, and you realize, man, I ain't even trying to pursue this thing, man. But see, the other thing, the other situation is, what if you did deal with that cookie a long time ago, but you end up sitting down at a table for a big multi-dollar business deal, and you run into that same person you done got from, and that person is the line between you getting that multi-million-dollar deal or not.
Now, wait. It's either sleeping with him, you get the deal, or you don't sleep with him, and you don't get the deal?
Yep.
How much millions you said it was, the deal? Baby, I'm gonna have to call my man and be like, babe, I got to take this for the team. Like, you got to take it with me because this is what's going to go down. Like, this is how I'm buying your Lambo, son. Like, fall back.
Oh, man.
Fall back, baby, fall back. What you say you wanted the mansion at? All right, fall back.
Wow, man, Emma is going, man. The thing about it is, do we have integrity when we go into these things, or it's just like a casual thing? I mean, with the music industry, it's like an everyday thing. Everybody's sleeping with everybody,
mm-hmm.
and they're still conducting business. Just like you, for example, you said Jay-Z, you got Khalees, you had Khalees and you had Nas, but now they're getting a divorce. And they were doing business together. Two artists work on an album together. They start feeling each other. They start liking each other. They pursue a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown and Rihanna. That was crazy. But hey,
they're still,
you know,
crazy.
They're still crazy. You know, I mean, and you know, some things work out. You have movie stars that were on the scene together.
Yeah,
and they
had movies together.
Look at
this girl, what's her name? Jennifer Lopez, when she was doing movies, like every other movie, that was like her every other husband. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I
Shout out to Jennifer Lopez. From the BX.
That's too funny. That was a good one.
I mean, you know, but at least, you know, like, you know, that's what I'm saying. If it's all good, if it's good for both parties involved, I don't see nothing wrong with it, really. Like, you know, if the two artists are, you know, if they're single or whatever, they're not really dealing with nobody like that. They get together, you like somebody, whatever. Hey, I mean, and in the industry, it's hard. You can't really, it's hard to go out the industry to really find somebody because you, when you're in the industry, you need somebody that's going to understand your life and your world. And this life is crazy. This life is 24 hours. This life, they can call you at 3 in the morning. You got to do a show. You got to be here. You be in another state, you know, next week. You're not in the same state all the time. So you got to have somebody that understands that world. And somebody that's not in the industry doesn't understand that. You know what I mean? So that's why usually you kind of draw into people that are already in the industry because they can understand your life.
But what about you mixing business with pleasure and you set the standard that is nothing more but just, you know, that frequent, you know, getting the cookies once in a while, but that other person decides they want to make your life miserable because you're not doing what they want.
Well, then that's when you start regretting that shit. That's when the regret comes in. That's when you start reading the 7:30 manual, which is when you get somebody, you know, to the point that they become 7:30 and certifiable. And you try to find a way to, you know, get the order protection and all that going on. Be like, ay, Dios, muy caliente, papi, muy caliente.
Really and truly, when you think about it, mixing business with pleasure, it's like if y'all going to come together and build a foundation, you know what I mean, for the family that maybe you want to have, like, I think it's amazing. I think that people should get into relationships with that type of mentality. Like, you know, let's not, you know, especially people who don't want to work the 9-to-5 life. Like, if you're really trying to get money and have a house and a nice car and travel funds and all that good stuff, like, why not meet someone, you know, maybe you all can mix business and build a foundation, like I said, and wealth together. Like, I think that's dope. But, I mean, really and truly, like, how many people, like, is mine is like that when they meet a shorty? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's all about the sex. You know what I mean? It's all about the nut and getting your own money and doing what you got to do for you. Everybody's real selfish these days instead of thinking, you know what? Damn, like, I got all this bread. I wonder if shorty got money so we can put our money together and do something instead of just thinking, oh, this is my money. She's only good for pussy. Like, you know what I mean?
Hey, oh, hey, family show. Whoa.
Family show.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, really and truly, that's my mentality as a woman and as being in this industry and trying to be an actress. Like, I'm looking for my ride or die. Like, you got to understand that, for one, you know, understand my lifestyle, understand that I'm going to be there more mentally for you than physically, you know what I mean, because I'm over here in my network doing what I do and you over there doing what you do. But at the end of the day, my mentality is I'm looking for somebody to build with, you know what I'm saying, put my funds with your funds and do something. And if we want to open a business, then so be it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm trying to do it, but I mean, I got.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I mm-hmm. think that people that are already in the industry find other people in the industry because they can relate to what you're doing. Like, they can understand. Yeah. Like, a regular person, you tell them that, oh, I'm going to be there for you, whatever, but I got to be in Europe for 2 months. They're looking at you like, what? It's over? You know, they don't. They're not understanding that. You got to be away, like. What do you mean you got to go away somewhere? Like, if you're not in the industry, you're really not understanding that. So it's hard, really, to kind of connect with somebody that's out the industry. And I think that's what attracts people in the industry to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's
You know what? You know, say that,
no, but we can't be so, like, one-dimensional because there could, you know, you could be a man in the industry and meet just a stand-up woman just, and then you could, you know, people do understand that are in the industry. I don't think that we should think that the only people that we're going to be able to connect to is the industry, because I was having that mentality, and I'm just like, you know, F that. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'll get with a stand-up dude and give him the benefit of the doubt as well, as long as there's understanding from the beginning. You know what I mean? But, you know, it is easier when you're both in the industry. Definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely easier. It's less headaches, trust me, less headaches.
You know, on that note, we're going to go to quick commercials. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you both guys individually. Have you guys ever mixed business with pleasure? And has
here we
it worked
go.
For you?
Here we go when she starts putting me into the mix. All right. Tune in on my Twitters. Come on, on the check-in, on the check-in. I'm about to speak.
Having a party? Meet a DJ? Meet a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Cool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, once again, to refresh those people out there, listeners, it's going down, mixing business with pleasure. Shout out to Chubb Rocket, it's his birthday today. And we're also going to be talking about Korea and their nuclear practices and Mike Tyson's daughter's death and the guidelines about weight gain on pregnancy. Call in at 347-826-7722. Make sure you log on to E2K Magazine Online and MusicManiaTV.com. Going to the lines with the lovely queens, baby. We is getting it in. And the question for them is...
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Emma and Felicia. Have you guys ever... experienced mixing with pleasure?
Felicia, you first.
I'll go first. Business with pleasure.
Well, yeah. Do y'all want to wait until I'm just calling?
Oh, bring the caller in. Bring the caller.
You want me to bring the caller in and then y'all want to do it?
Yeah, then Felicia will go. Bring the caller and then Felicia will go.
Come on, caller. What's good?
Caller from the 919. We're talking about mixing business with pleasure. What's your view on that, 919?
Honestly, hey, I'm Lottie, but honestly, I don't think it's good. Well, if it works out that you're getting a business done, then it's no problem with the extra.
And what's your name, sweetie, and where you represent? That's, it looks like North Carolina out there.
Yeah, Raleigh, NC, in Richmond, Virginia. Oh. I'm back and forth. I'm Lottie.
I got family down there.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, sweetie?
Lottie.
Uh-huh. See, Lottie, you like the party? I like you, girl. You go, girl. That's what it is, man. So, Queen, man, so you feel like it's a bad thing for us to do? You know, basically to, you know, mix business with pleasure for people to do that. And tell us why you feel that, Lottie.
I mean, it depends on if it's already a relationship beforehand.
If it's already a relationship beforehand.
Yeah.
So Okay, so okay, if it's a relationship beforehand, and they decide to, they decide to merge and make a business, you feel like that's better than two business people that've met each other and don't know each other from anywhere, and they decide to start messing around.
Yeah, it's pretty different.
Yeah, I agree.
It depends on also the what field it's in, who has more power than the other person.
Yeah.
So it can be like a power thing.
Because, like I said, like it could be a video girl, and then she decides to give the cooch the same day to a rapper. It's like, but you were just working for him on his video shoot. Like, that's not a good look. Like, do you think that he's going to make you his girlfriend the next day? Like, that's just
why not? Stranger things has happened. Look, Mos Def married his girl after 4 days.
I'm not saying it because it depends on it could have been love at first sight for all we know, but I mean, I don't think it's the best thing either. But it just all depends on the circumstance, like you said. It just really and truly, like, we can't sit here and act like we're not human beings, no matter how much we have our standards and our opinions about this situation. The fact of the matter is, it's male and female. Like, we're born to be attracted to each other and to have sex and mate, you know what I mean? It's going to happen regardless.
Wow.
If you are willing, it's going to happen. No matter the circumstances. And you know that's how it is, and then the mess is created, and then here comes the drama.
So, Lottie, have you ever been in a situation, you don't have to mention any names or something, but like a scenario, have you ever been in a situation with business being mixed with pleasure, and did it work out for you?
No, but I mean, it's almost like currently I could, but I don't want to.
So explain the situation. You don't have to mention no names and nothing like that, but kind of explain the situation a little bit.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't know who listened.
So, I mean, you just say the scenario, but don't, like, put yourself in there, though, you know.
All right, let's see.
Say the scenario with your friend, get it? Your friend?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, this person is further along in their career than I, right? Okay, I don't mention any of that, you know what I'm saying? I avoid everything. But that person offers to do something to advance me, I'm not going to be, like, bringing it up, you know what I'm saying? And depending on how much that person really cares about that, you know, person and how generous they are, they'll do it automatically because they have a certain respect for that person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's my choice. I still have control of everything, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wow. And the issue is deep because, you know, what if, you know, the situation is mixing business with pleasure. Like, say, for instance, this has been somebody you've grown up with, somebody that's, you know, you've known for a while, right?
Uh-huh.
And you guys have grown up, and you might have had your own personal crush or feelings with this person, and that person might have too. But now, this individual is a high ranking, and you're, you know, just starting entry level and stuff. You know, is it wise to mix business with pleasure at that time?
Yeah, it's a previous relationship.
It's a previous relationship, but would that stir up something in the work field of favoritism because of that?
Well, at the end of the day, it's still going to be about a qualified person. But if they show favoritism, that's because they, you know, it's a person of higher ranks choice, you know?
But it's still to me, personally.
It's a tricky regardless.
It's a sticky situation. It's kind of like, you know, it's really taking a risk and a chance, and then you have to analyze at the end of the day, is it worth it at the long run?
See, because honestly,
you gotta remember the prices.
I mean, the way I see it is if the person is dating someone higher in their job field,
uh-huh.
and they decided to, you know, become personal with them, they're gaining off of that person's success. You know what I'm saying? Like, that person will take control and buy certain stuff, go certain places, and you're just be tagging along, you know? So it's like a kind of a win-win unless you ultimately wanted to use that person.
Exactly.
So it, at the end of the day, it's a 50-50 until that person who's more advanced decides to care about that person below them enough to advance them. You know what I'm saying?
So
even
did
if
you
don't do
did
it themselves, they'll put a good word in for them.
But is it about
advancing or that's what I'm saying? Like, is it just about the business aspect of it? Because although you're doing business with somebody, you get into them. You get, you know, you cross the line or whatever. Sometimes that's all really they want is that. Not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not really sleeping with them because you're trying to advance in business necessarily. You going to bed with them because maybe they may be the hottest thing, like, that you've seen or whatever.
Yeah, it's all behind the motive or the previous relationship that the people had. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
I see
true.
A lot
that's...
of it all the time, but, you know, and I mean, think about it. People see relationships as of what can I get out of it, not, I think this person's nice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah,
like, honestly, I don't know people who would, entertain anybody who is not doing nothing with their life. So successful people, other people will follow them in order to make it up where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had a friend that won't do nothing with their life, I wouldn't have time for them because I'm doing something with my life. So I wouldn't hang around them. That's the whole point I see it.
Right, absolutely. No, you're right about that.
I mean, when you surround yourself around positive energy, then that's what you're going to get, positive energy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's a risk that we take in the entertainment industry or in any field where a man and a woman is attracted and they're working together. It happens all the time, and sometimes it's successful and sometimes it isn't.
But ladies,
I just say, ladies out there, just really, really trust your judgment and know what you want out of this situation. You know, for all the genuine women out there that are in the industry or in the work field, like, just really trust your judgment if you're going to take it there, because it could be the love of your life or it may not be. You just never know. It's a risk you got to take and just be wise, you know.
Well, there's some women that are just more ruthless than men and just straight up just want that and that's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's nothing more than that.
Yeah. But ladies, like I said, mixing business with pleasure, right? And you get situations like the upset situation where you got a stalker, you know?
Yeah, that's that, yeah.
You know?
Is it time for my story?
Making your life in hell because... business with pleasure. So I'm going to ask you, since we asked Lottie, I'm going to ask you, ladies. And Lottie, thank you so much for calling in, man. Stay on the line for us because we got some more stuff we're going to talk about. We love you, girl, for real.
What's the link online? Because I think I'm going to listen in and then call back because I got to do some more stuff.
Link is
blogtalkradio.com/lushradio online.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to tune in and then I'll probably call back because I was doing something. I got a Twitter message, so I had to tune in.
That's what's up. You're on the Twitter check-in. We appreciate that.
No problem. I'm about to tune in, though. Okay.
Thank you, Lottie. I love you. I like Lottie. Lottie, my girl right there on Twitter, for real. That's what I'm talking about. So ladies, I'm going to ask y'all, have you guys, be honest now, you know, have you guys experienced a situation where you were mixing business with pleasure? Did it work out with you? Or did you guys continue to stay friends? Or was it a tragic, tragic downfall?
Felicia.
Honestly, I can say that I have, and I didn't. You know, when we talk about mixing business with pleasure, I mean, I didn't sleep with the guy, but, you know, we got a little intimate, and we're still friends to this day. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I did work with him, and then, you know, sparks flew or whatever. Like, I trusted my judgment. It's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? It's just I wasn't looking to come up, you know what I'm saying, by dealing with this particular person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never looking to come up from a dude. Like, that's just not how I get down in this industry. But, you know, it is what it is. It does happen. I'm not against it. You know what I mean? Just like I say, everybody needs to trust their judgment and know what they want out of the situation.
Wow, wow, that's some deep stuff right there. Emma, don't. Emma.
You know, Lush, I'm telling you, you're lucky I love you, girl. I don't even have to write my own autobiography. People just got to download the show and know all my business. Well.
Come on, Emma, you've been in the industry how many years?
Thanks.
I know, but I'm just real talk, like, lady, listen up, because you've been in the industry for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. 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 So, since I'm on the Street Queen show, I gotta keep it funky. You know, it is what it is, and you know, ain't nobody cut me checks anyway. I can say what I want, but I ain't gonna give no plug into no name. So, you know, a bunch of years ago. Let's just say that a bunch of years ago, I was dealing with an artist in a situation where I was seeking representation for the artist. And, you know, one thing led to another. He's a good-looking dude or whatever, and things happened. He was single. I was single. Things happened. We crossed the line. I felt that it wasn't the right thing to do at the moment. But really, who was we hurting? We wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? He was single, I was single. Like, it was what it was. But what happens is that when you're working with somebody so close-knit that way, you kind of, like, in each other's worlds all the time. You know what I mean? So you have to go places. You have to travel. You know, you stay in hotels. And it starts with everybody has their separate room to we can share this room to... You know, we're downstairs drinking or whatever, come back upstairs, whatever, you know, what adults do. But what happens is when you start just letting things just happen, emotions get caught up in there. And if the two parties are not seeing things the same way, then it becomes a further problem. See, the way I was seeing it was I was on it is what it is. Attitude and situation. I wasn't seeing you my man, none of that. You know, we working together and that's it. We work together, you know, and things happen, but I do me and you could do you. And unfortunately, he wasn't seeing it that way, you know. So it became a misunderstanding. In the whole, it was good in the beginning. The situation kind of like got a little crazy because he got, you know, possessive and all type of stuff. And, I mean, we were on the contract and everything. Like, I'm even saying too much by saying that. But, he know what it is. So, anyway, you know, emotions got caught up or whatever. And it came to a point that we had to break contract and all that. Like, I had to really separate and put distance in myself because it was getting to the point that we want some physical stuff on some threatening stuff, on some taking it to the street stuff, and, you know, it just wasn't productive. That definitely was not productive. That situation was horrible for me. It really, really, I mean, it was horrible. But I waited a couple years after that with that pain and with the horror, and it happened another time, but the other time it was all good. So I had a bad moment, and I had a good moment with it. And that's my true confession.
Wow. Wow, we got Street Queens Confessions live in the building, man.
So it goes back to the person that you're dealing with and the understanding that, you know, on what it is. You know, this. You know, we're not going to cross this, or if we are, this is what this is, or this is what's not going to be, you know. And, you know, it's just on the two individuals. Sometimes, because that can work out, it can be good, and sometimes, you know, it's not so good, so.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to be careful.
There got to be an understanding, especially when you're working together. They have to be, like, straight from the beginning. If we're going to do this, you need to know that it's not going to go nowhere. It's just going to be cuddy-buddy, like, or
you're married. Especially if you're married. Especially if you're married.
Yeah, that would be a key thing there, marriage.
Mm-hmm. Are you married guys out there and married women out there that are playing them games? I have a public announcement for you. Make sure you wear that raincoat, baby. Close down.
Yes. Don't want to be going to the clinic regretting it, so.
Oh, man. Send business for pleasure, man. That's the subject, man. I'm going to go to some, Carrie Hill.
Consulting guy's on the check-in. I just, he hit me on the Twitter. We going in. You already know. Confessions over here, Street Queens.
Street Queens Confessions, man. People's Confessions, man. And we talking about, some real stuff right here, man. I'm going to go ahead and play some Carrie Hilston. When we come back, we're going to be live once again with the Queens, mixing business with pleasure, with the wonderful Emma of E2K Magazine, along with the wonderful and beautiful Felicia Sabri, keeping it sexy and real on Street Queens, the movement. Carrie Hilston.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in.
Before my glass glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'ma
ask him. So you gotta take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. Oh, will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she...
Hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Once again, you're live with Street Queens, the movement, with your host, the panelists, MRV2K Magazine, along with some Felicia Sabree and Lushy Lush. Shout out to all our fellow Street Queens, Toy and Lissette and Miss CG. We're talking about mixing business with pleasure. Tell me what your pleasure is. Call in at 347-826-7722. Make sure you check out www.lushradioonline.com, strictlybump1.com, e2kmagazineonline.com, also musicmediatv.com, and Diverse Media Group, LLC, Diverse Media Group, check them out in the chat room. And shout out to Lottie, definitely. It's going down, man. So, ladies.
Lush, what about you, Lush? What about you?
Oh, me? My confession?
Yeah.
Oh, man, there you go. You're turning back on me, huh?
That's right.
Oh, man.
It's a Pisces thing. We know how to do that.
Oh, man, the confessions. These are my confessions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought I said, I said. This is a scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is a scenario just being a flirt, right? When you're just a flirt and people, being in the industry, people flirt with you as a female, you know? And a long time ago now, you know what I'm saying? I was working in a situation, and I had a young gentleman that it was actually my one of my exes, and we was working at a restaurant, a Jamaican spot, and I had also another job. I do door-to-door work, doing Cavalier. Phone line Cavalier or something back in the day. And I was a waitress, and I had my other side business because I was always a hustler regardless. So this gentleman, right, we working together. He's the cook. I'm the waitress. Man, I swear to God, man, that was the worst thing I could have ever done in my life. This boy, man, we started talking and we worked at the same job, and I swear to God, he would, if I give somebody a business card, he start kirking out, and this dude is cooking people food now, start slamming stuff, all kinds of craziness, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, what the hell is wrong with you, dog? You know, I'm like, chill, man. I mean, then it came to the point where, you know, I go to my other job. I have to walk to my other job. This dude done chased me across the street down to the other job. You talking to other people? I'm like, come on now. I mean, dude jumping out of bushes. I'm like, you know, I will never. See, the situation is, it's different if the person is, like, far away from you. But if it's somebody you got to see every single day at the same job, it will make your life miserable. That was the worst situation I cared about and everything, but he started being psycho, calling my phone, cussing me out, telling me he loved me, then cussing me out. I said, no. Nah.
I know that.
I said, no. I said, mixing business with pleasure, if you set standards and you guys, first and foremost is trust. And if you're in a situation where, you know, you guys are just fooling around or whatever, then you shouldn't be concerned about what that other person is doing. You can't start getting jealous and stuff if you guys say, hey, all we're doing is fooling around and it's no strings attached, you know. Don't start tapping their phone calls and you're in the office and you're listening to who they calling. Like, come on now. We ain't in the movie Obsessed now. We ain't in the movie Obsessed. Get it together. You know? So, I mean, the situation is know who you're dealing with and watch out, because things can become, you know, detrimental. Seriously.
Yeah.
Things can really become detrimental. I mean, I've known women that have done business with pleasure, and they've destroyed their whole career.
That's
because
true.
They felt like they wanted to, you know, open their legs up in order to advance or get somewhere. And, I mean, they just was the whole talk of the town. And therefore, all their business is because you got. And then, if you're going to step into something like that, you got to really analyze the paid player and know the background behind this person, you know, because you might jump in there and they the type of person that, hey, you never know if they got some video cameras or what the hell is going on, you know. And then you set up for your own downfall. You got to know what kind of person you get if you're going to mix business with pleasure. And then even if you mix in business with pleasure, who knows if that's a crazy dude or a crazy female that say, hey, it's sexual harassment, you know? And they might have been willing to deal with you, but they might say it's sexually harassment. So you really, really need to watch out who you're dealing with when it comes to mixing business with pleasure. Because it could be your downfall, or you might have a stalker, or you might have a serial killer. You never know. You understand? And the one thing I got to say is for these young children out here, they go to the jobs like McDonald's, or they're a waitress, and they got the manager, and the manager's like, oh, you know, they playing around with these little babies going in these jobs. And the little girl don't know no better because she's trying to, you know, get some little money in her pocket, extra money, and waitressing ain't making that enough, and they know that manager's making that much. And the manager say, hey, man, I'm going to get you these pair of shoes, and if you do this for me or this, that, and the third, you know, mixing business and play. Hey, he might be married, and he might impregnate that little girl. Or the girl gets her feelings hurt. Who knows? She might, you know, just go buck wild. You never know the situation. Mixing business with, or he sleeps with that young girl, and that girl goes and say a statutory rape, and then your whole career is down the drain, you know. Or you have a situation where you're the female, and you're older, and you have a younger gentleman, and you know, and then they're saying that you a molester. It's just a situation. Mixing business with pleasure is a serious situation. At one point, it could be all right. Maybe it can work for you. You guys can, you know, have a successful business. You know, but, Russell Simmons, I still got a problem with that because you did meet Kamora Lee at a young age, man, you know. But at least he
didn't just hit it and left. He gave a whole lifestyle. Like, she's rich because of him. I mean, she was doing her own thing and all that, but not to that degree.
We can say
he married her.
We got married, but please remember at what age.
It doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time, but remember, you know, we can say with situations like Kamora Lee Simmons, she got into a situation where you have an older, experienced young man who has a standard and is established already and provided her with a lot of things. And plus, at the same time, he taught her a lot of things. Now, mm-hmm. beyond a multi-billionaire and being divorced, she gets a lot of money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So her situation is kind of sweet, mixing business with pleasure, you
mm-hmm.
know? You know, it doesn't always work like that. I mean, so the thing about it is make your decision wisely when you mix business with pleasure. Because sometimes it can turn out to be scary. You know, I want to send a shout out to Spicy Live in the chat room, consulting guy Lardy, and, you know, the guest is definitely tuning in and checking us out. We got a call up on the block. Number live in the building, mixing business with pleasure. Yeah. What's up?
What's the business, man? I mean, you know.
What's up, Yadada?
I can't call it like three alcoholics.
Yadada.
You tell me, you know what I'm saying?
We're going in like we always do every week. You already know.
I miss the bulk of the show. I've been on the rug, so I, you know what I'm saying. But bring me up to speed, please, one of y'all.
Mixing business with pleasure.
That's right.
Okay, I just want to make
point
sure.
Blank.
Okay, I just want to make sure I ain't covered nothing that's already been covered.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't heard from a male's point of view, so
uh-oh.
Go in.
Uh-oh.
Go in, King. Go in.
Go in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the reason I won't go in, because I don't want to do business with pleasure. I'm trying to keep from going in, you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever had an experience where you
mixed
business with pleasure?
Yeah, actually I have, man. I regret it.
Was there an understanding in the beginning?
Possibly not. I think it was all based on impulse. It was just on the spot, just come on. You know what I mean? But not initiated by yours surely, though. It was not. So, you know.
Oh no.
I'm being real about it.
You was forced, right? You was handcuffed?
I wasn't handcuffed and taken by gunpoint or nothing like that. I mean, it was initiated, and I was just like, okay, yeah. You know, I was kind of curious anyway, but, you know. But I kind of wish it after, but I wish it wouldn't have went there. That was it.
So can you give us a scenario, you know, the kind of scenario that you were in?
Oh, you want play-by-play?
You know, Les trying to get in.
Don't get too graphic, though, because, you know, it is a family show. But give us by step the scenario so we can see what kind of mixing business
we're playing. What industry is it? Was it an entertainment industry or was it a different job? Or?
Oh, no, you know, I'm a rapper, so I'm an artist, but I also produce. I play keyboard, so. I was producing some tracks for female artists who I've been working with for a few years, you know what I'm saying? And actually, all the telltale signs was coming from my partners. They was like, man, I think she really, really dig you like that. And I was like, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I had that type of relationship with a lot of female artists I work with, so I kind of took it lightly. And then one session, man, it was just like, she jumped on me. I mean, literally.
It became a session for real.
She started to
light a candle. I wash her back, and you wash mine.
So a little wrestling match turned into something else, and that was
wow. Yeah, you was trying to really fight her off.
Nah, I mean it wasn't like that. I think it was more like she wanted to test strength. You know, women like to play.
She was curious. She was curious too.
Or how about that she was trying to come up? Like, you ever think that maybe she had a motive for that? Like, effing for tracks?
Oh, no, because we had already been doing tracks and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it wasn't even like that.
So you knew it was about you.
Did this go straight down in the studio? Straight down in the studio, because some Lottie's asking in the chat room.
I mean, you know, it was my own studio, so yeah. So, of course, you know what I mean? It wasn't like we was in a building or nothing. We was like in the, was in my home, so you know what I mean? It happened just like that. But
Turn it off, light a candle. Yeah.
I wouldn't, if you ask me though, I wouldn't do it again.
So when you worked with her again, did it like ruin the relationship? Obviously feelings are different after you get intimate with somebody, no matter how you look at it. It was just that you had to see her again. So was it like awkward being around her again?
Well, here's the deal, right? She started making it more obvious after what happened, because I explained to her, we got to go back to just being business, man. It was cool, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was business, so, but obviously she didn't want that, and she kept letting people know by playing in my hair and all kind of stuff, man. It was like, look, man, what are you doing? Are we doing that here?
in other words, showing people that you guys have been intimate eventually, so.
Exactly.
Well, you know, there's other situations. Like, you got, not every manager, but you got some people that are, you know, either management and they're artists. And they might be husband and wife, or they might be intimate, but you might not know about it. Or you got situations where some people just make it so obvious that you just know that they're sleeping together.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen it on both ends, men and women. Like, dudes like to get props, like, yeah, I'm hitting that.
But the females too like to say that too. Yo, I'm hitting that. That's not me.
Women like to mark their territory.
What?
Women just like to mark their territory, like, look.
And men, too.
Yeah, I guess it's the same thing.
Men, too, because if you're hitting something that's right and other dogs start sniffing, you ready to be like, yo, yeah.
But see, I don't know. I ain't never been overly protective like that, man. Me, I like to sit back and see where it's going to go. So I'm going to stand back and watch. And if a dude's sniffing and she seems like she's receptive, then, you know, maybe that need to happen. I'll push her away, you know what I'm saying?
So can I ask you ladies and gents, what are some of the red lights or the lights that let us know that somebody is engaging or trying to initiate mixing business with pleasure?
Uh-oh.
Doing extra stuff, the extra things.
Yeah, like you giving your business card out and then them calling you on a non-business tip, like, okay, that's extra. That's already a signal, right?
Yeah, or inviting, or they call you, listen, you think you could come with me to my mother's 50th anniversary? What? What the hell to do with the damn song? Like, what? You know, or bring you some stuff extra, like to eat, or you want to go out to eat or whatever. Or let me make sure, I'm going to stop this whole session just to walk you to the parking lot to the car. Like, you serious? Like, you're in the middle of a session, you're going to stop it just to walk me?
That's more of an obvious.
Hello, big signs there.
Yeah, that's real obvious. But, you know, it depends on the relationship. Like, okay, come on. Like, you, like a few shows ago, you said you had an ex who was your best friend. You know what I mean? So of course, you may go to his mother's 50th anniversary. You know what I'm saying? It could be innocent, but all that stopping sessions to walk to the car, man, that's a different scenario right there.
You know, that's like, okay, dude, I get it. Can you just hit me on the cell? That'll good for me. Don't stop the session.
Or somebody getting googly and all of that, you know what I mean, or giddy.
Yeah, they start acting different. Or people will tell you, yo, he wasn't acting like that before you walked in this door. Like, what happened to him? Like, he just did a whole 360.
And that's true. We got CG on the line. Peace, CG. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen.
Hey,
what's
hi,
up?
CG, the wonderful, beautiful CG Michelle is in the building.
CG.
Y'all talking about? I walked in on a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Business with pleasure.
We say business with pleasure. Have you ever experienced
having a situation with mixing business with pleasure, does it work for you, or was it a downfall? And also, what are the warning signs that someone wants to engage in mixing business with pleasure with you?
Wow.
One of the warning signs is if they contact you about business after business hours.
Okay.
Don't call me for certain things at certain times of the night, you know? I don't know. I tried dating a coworker one time, and it was the worst mistake I've ever made in my life because we had to continue to work together after that, and it was very awkward, very, very awkward. In my opinion, now for me, it didn't work. I don't know for anybody else.
Hey, I've been in that scenario before. that's not a good look right there. You know what I mean?
So, Fiji, what's the difference between business flirt besides mixing business with pleasure?
Business flirt, you never take it outside of the office, you know? you keep it there. And, you know, you can get somebody to eye or flirt or have a little conversation back and forth, but once you take it to that extent and start doing things outside of the workplace, you know, like communicating outside of the workplace, then it's a little different. And you start sending the wrong signal. When you start going on dates, it's no longer business.
Is it possible, ladies and gents, that you can send out signals or mixed signals to somebody?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I sent out many of mixed signals.
Let's discuss those.
Hey. All right. What will be a mixed signal?
I don't know. I'm asking
like,
you.
CG,
that, like, when a person, like, say you're, like, just, like, a cool person, you're very sociable, and, you know, just all-around nice person, a charmer, I should say. Say the man is a charmer, and, like, y'all working together, and the female, she might pick up on that and think something else. Really there's nothing. That's a mixed signal because when a person is naturally charming, you attract people to you. You know what I mean?
Right. That happens to me a lot.
I get that a lot. And it's just like, no, like, just because I'm smiling in your face and I'm talking to you and we're laughing, don't get it twisted. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's happened to me a lot. I'm a very social person. I like to have everybody laughing and make, you know, somebody, like, if I'm doing an event, I make sure you're nice or you're good, you're at the bar, you got a drink, you set, like, I make sure that everybody's having a good time, because that's what you do when you're holding events, when you're used to being, like, a promoter and all that. That's your job, to make people feel VIP, feel comfortable, that they want to, you know, go back to your event and, you know what I'm saying, and deal with you and that aspect and support your businesses or your goods or, in my case, my magazine. So I kind of, like, cater a little extra to people, but it's just that. Like, that's just all it is. And there's a lot of times that I get that feedback where they're like, oh, but I thought you was digging me because, you know, you bought me a drink or you asked me if I was all right or no. I just asked if you was all right so you could, you know what I mean? Just so you can be, you know, but not with those intentions. So that definitely happens to me a lot where I get that, where they're like, oh, but you misled me or whatever. I don't think I misled you in any way. I asked if you was all right. You told me yes. I was direct with what I asked you. I didn't say, come walk with me and walk me to the bathroom. I just, you know what I'm saying? I think it was very simple, but you're right. Other people can take it the same way, especially when they're not used to being talked to that way, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe people, you know, maybe then I used to being around people that kind of give them just that courtesy. So here you go, somebody giving that courtesy, like, oh, I think they're digging me because, you know, she was making sure that I was all right. Yeah, you and all the other 50 dudes that are in here, like, I'm not eyeing you. You know, it's just that that's just the type of person I am. I'm just friendly like that. But, you know, sometimes people take that kindness and weakness, too. So it's like, you know.
And bottom line, men read too far into things. Now, I worked at a barbershop, and I knew a woman could come in the shop and smile, and they're all like, oh, she's trying to throw it at me. No.
Right.
I know. It's so true.
Okay.
So,
Now look, check us out. I'm at the totally opposite end of the spectrum, right? Because I'm gonna tell you this. I always get the signal that like I've always like women I've dated, they'll say, "Oh, if you didn't pursue me, we wouldn't have talked." But it's always been like that borderline because I'm not the one. Just because a woman smiles at me or give me good energy, I'm thinking, "Oh, okay, she ready to hit the sack or she ready to hook up." You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type who I'm very hesitant. You know what I'm saying? Just because I get a smile or whatnot, because I work in that profession. So, of course, you know, women smile all the time, and, you know, I'm not the one to think just because she cracked a smile. So for me, it's worked.
She's ready to leave with you and stuff.
Yeah, it's damn it worked the opposite for me. So
yeah, and you know what? Some dudes actually would wait, like, the whole night. Like, at 3 in the morning, all right, you ready to go? What? What the hell are you talking about? Are you crazy? Like, you know? What you thought, because I was smiling with you? Did you not notice the other 10 guys behind you? I think I was smiling at them, not at you. You were just in the way, like, you know.
Not as real.
Ladies and gent, do you believe that sometimes people have a misconception in their own mind that sometimes they create?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Some people,
yes.
You know what? A person may not used to be getting rejected, you know what I mean? And then, you know, there's a female and she's all smiling in his face and he just automatically think like she's thinking so highly of him because he thinks so highly of himself,
wow.
You know? And,
yeah,
and they have that misconception because there's men and women with egos, you know what I mean? Just think that they can get anybody, you know what I mean? But trust and believe. A woman will get shot down, the richest man will get shot down.
So do you believe that mixing business with pleasure sometimes might be for some women and some men actually a game to see how many they can get or break down?
That happens. That happens as well. There's just, you know, it's called what you call notches on your belt. There's, you know, there's people that just want to get the notches.
So wait,
like,
wait.
You know.
Women work for notches too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying both. I'm referring to both. Yeah, women work for notches, too. You don't read the books? Hello, Superhead, all these other chicks? I mean, come on. They do it for notches, too. There's a lot of people that do it for notches just to say, you know, they did it, or just so they could be able to describe it later on to a girl that's acting cute. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That's the flyest dude up in here, yeah, but his shit is just like 3 inches, so go ahead. You know, so it's like we do it to each other, too, like, you know. So, you know what I'm saying?
I thought Kareem Stephens was like extraordinary. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think that women did that.
Yeah, women do it too. Come on, that's why. Like when you're in a relationship, it's like really hard because the dude is thinking with one head, but you're not realizing if you have somebody, you're dealing with somebody else. Half of these girls that are after you are there just to get at your girl, not even to get really at you, to get at your girl, just so later on they could be able to say, oh, that's your man, really? That's why he was with me and so and so, whatever. And you know what I mean? So.
No, I believe that because one of my artists is a female artist. She my cousin though. You know what I mean? So we was at the club and we had just got finished performing and a dude walked up and handed her his number and was like, then he walked over to me, hey dude, I handed your girl my number. I was like, dude, that's my cousin. But you could have, if you wanted to give me your number, you could have brought it to me. But yeah, it's all good. She got it. So I knew that was like, dude, come
wow.
on. Stop it, man. I know what you're trying to get at. Game recognize
right.
game with that, man. Stop it. So, I know that. I see that happening, yeah.
Yeah, so it happens. It happens definitely both. It's not just a man or a woman thing, both.
Spicy had a question for you, Renacy. She said that if a girl winks her eye at you, how do you react about that?
Well, me, I got a degree in human development, right? So I really, really watch human behavior really closely. So I have to watch her mannerism quite closely. I can't just think that she's saying, "Come on," just cause for an eye wink. She could be saying, "Look, dude, you got a booger in your nose," or, you know what I'm saying? Fix the collar on your shirt or something. You know what I'm saying? So it would have to, I have to read more into that.
Oh
but
man,
it has to be obvious to me. Real obvious, you know what I mean?
So what about if the woman comes and she just starts, you know, making something fall on the ground and just bends a big old in front of your face, you know what I'm saying, and says, you know, hey, You know, just start, you know, and constantly keeps doing that all the time. Like, oh my God, oh, you know, all that extra stuff.
Well, that would depend if I would be receptive based on if I'm attracted to her. So if I'm not attracted to her and she's doing that, she's wasting her time. So, but if I am, I'm going to enjoy the scenery and pursue it. So, you know.
Yeah, man, this is some real stuff right here, man. We going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, we going to tell some key points of do's and don'ts about mixing business with pleasure and your final thoughts on it when we come back from these commercials. And then we're going to talk about Korea and these nuclear bombs, man. What's really going on, man? And Mike Tyson's child, you know, that just passed, rest in peace, man. I mean, some deep issues going on in the United States, man. I really don't know what's going on. But your final thoughts on mixing business with pleasure.
I like that one.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com.
Every Friday at 11 p.m.
and every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
To call into the station, dial 646-716-6607. Once again, that number is 646-716-6607.
Get down with the Underground.
Hey, you're on Twitter, right? Well, check this out. Get your Micro Mob Music, Bay Area G-Funk, and G-Rap reviews from Richmond, California, all the way to Paris, France. All the way to Paris, France. From your boy Black Ice on Twitter. That's right. Your boy Black Ice on Twitter.
Twitter.com/YABOYGLAKICE.
Your boy Black Ice on Twitter. Follow me.
Ill-Fitting Authentic Apparel is the hottest urban clothing line to hit the fashion market this season.
As one of the leading fashion brands in the apparel industry, they promise consumers that
Ill-Fit has developed an alluring line of clothes with comfort as well as contemporary urban feel,
including some of this year's hottest trends: shirts, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, track jackets, jeans, and shorts. For more information, call 754-422-3065. Again, that's 754-422-3065, or visit illfit.net or at myspace.com/illfit. It's not just the clothes, it's the fit.
You know, it's your boy Renna C.
It's your boy Warren G.
It's your boy Black Ice, and the host of the YBBI show on 187 Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I always rock with my girl Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, man, we were talking about mixing business with pleasure. Yes, along with the Street Queens and the Street King, live in the building. And we're going to give you guys our final thoughts on mixing business with pleasure. And we're going to talk about this nuclear bomb testing by Korea. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with Felicia. What are your final thoughts on mixing business with pleasure?
My final thoughts are the fact of the matter is that we're all human beings. And we will put on this planet for a reason. So just trust your judgment. Trust your judgment. If you're going to do it, trust your judgment. Know exactly what is going to come out of the situation. Have the understanding in the beginning. If it's going to go somewhere, if it's not going to go somewhere. But to each zone. You know?
Emma?
Well, first, I want to give a shout-out to Jess Superior Entertainment on the Twitter. She says about the topic, hell no, been there, done that twice, never again.
Wow.
I just want to say that, you know, it's happened to me, and I've had a good situation from it, and I've also had a very nasty experience from it. But it all goes down to when you're dealing with that person. You know, obviously, you already got to know that person. There is some sort of relationship that's built there. When you meet a person, they first show you who they are. So if this person already had a little nasty habit or was already kind of too much into himself or had all these things, guess what? After you sleep with him, he's still going to be the same. When he gets more money, all that's going to do is magnify what he already showed you who he was. So if this is a person that you want to follow, you know, you want to pursue, just know that, just know what you're pursuing. Just know what you're getting yourself into. You know, we all grown at the end of the day, and you have to make your choices very wisely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my final thoughts on it.
G?
I would just say, just to be cautious, you know, when working together, it's going to kind of be hard if things go sour. So make sure you protect yourself, you protect your business. You don't ever want your personal life to interfere with the way you handle or do business with this person. If you know it's somebody that you're going to need to continue to work with, I mean, just use your better judgment. From my experience and from watching a lot of people's experiences, it's a very tricky situation, and it's a gamble. I've seen it work, and I've seen it not work. So I agree with what Emma said, and I second what Felicia said. Just use your better judgment.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa.
You know, I agree. I agree with all of you. You know what I mean? Make sure that it's consensual, you know, whatever the outcome is. But most definitely understand the repercussions, you know what I'm saying, at all costs. So, you know.
That's the truth, man. And my final thoughts are, man, make sure you wear a raincoat. Okay, if you're going to mix business with pleasure, because you don't want to pop no babies and you don't want no drip drip. So you know what it is. And also, man, watch out, because you might got a psychopath on your hands. You never know. So make sure you just pay attention to your surroundings, player. Mixing business, pleasure. So our next subject, if you guys are into politics, and this was on the news lately, man, we talk about biological weapons. We talk about nuke bombs. Y'all remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki back in the day? Now, Seoul, South Korea, defied world powers and carried out their underground test Monday, nuclear power bomb, and Russian officials said it was comparable to the obliteration of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, that's
okay.
Crazy.
You know, so if this bomb is as powerful, and we know how devastating Hiroshima and Nagasaki was back in the day. Remember that whole area had so much radiation for so many years. It took a while for them to even have like plantation growing from there. You know, actual living space at that time period. So, I mean, imagine that in this today's time. The U.S. Security Council was in later Monday in New York to discuss with President Barack Obama, you know, to talk about resolutions about this. Now, people, I'm asking y'all, I mean, hey, they're defying the U.N., they're doing secret testing, and then I have another question. How in the hell did that in their hands anyway? They've been practicing, they've been getting this stuff. So somebody,
because they're Korean.
Certain countries have that there's a term, I know Renacy, you got it, that they use in the nuclear bombs. Is I don't know, it starts with a P.
I can't even think of the word. I know what you're talking about.
Substance that they use for the weapon, nuclear weapon, is sold in certain countries. So it had to be some kind of trade in order for them to inquire this. So,
but the big picture is the fact that it's against like international laws. Like it's what they're doing is against the law. There should be never no weapons of mass destruction. And the fact that these people are still making them and they're breaking these laws, it's gonna cause a war because they're not supposed to have it. And this is where the U.S. comes into play and, you know, have the alliance. Do they have an alliance with Northern Korea? I'm not even sure. I was reading the reports, but all I know is that it's illegal and they have it, and it's just, it's crazy because I feel like we're going to have, like, a nuclear war because they have them. Like, it's already done deal. They're testing it. Like, you never know. The Koreans may want to sacrifice the whole world and their country and just blow us all up, like, straight up. They might blow us up.
Wow.
You never know.
How do you feel? How do you feel about that, CG? CG, is CG there? CG. Okay, Emma.
I'm a little when I was reading the report today, I'm a little like disturbed because you just never know what life brings. You know what I mean? You could wake up one day and it's complete chaos. And this is just a prime example of what's really going down in the world. And I think it's scary. I just don't know anymore. You know, it's just like, you know, what we read in the history books. This is just repeating itself. You know what I mean?
I got to tell y'all something real quick, right? They said that Russian officials state that it's from 10 to 20 kiloton blast, enough to flatten a city as far as that of North Korea managed in 2006 atomic bomb test. That's how it can flatten a whole entire city. This is how they're talking about this nuclear bomb is.
But they could never get those bombs to the U.S. could they? But unless they bring them under through the seas, actually, submarine and shit. I don't know, man.
We never know, man.
Didn't they test them underwater, or did they test them? Does anybody know?
Well, I'm sitting here.
I know they're in the water. I know that they're
I'm
in the
I'm a little rusty, man. I'm trying to bring myself up to speed. I know I've been so
consumed
with music.
But I know that Obama is just like you guys are breaking the international law. I forget the name of the law, but, you know, it's against the law. And I think that they're trying to actually, you know, I don't even know the leader over there in Korea, but they're trying to bring him whatever, to court, whatever you want to do, call it, to prosecute him for having the weapons of mass destruction. But I just don't know how easy it's going to be without a war, you know?
I got a question.
I'm
trying to understand this, right? Now, America's getting involved because North Korea possess weapons of mass destruction, or America's getting involved because North Korea have weapons of mass destruction and they're trying to test them out somewhere? Or what's the deal? I mean,
yeah, basically, like, America always gets involved. It sends the troops over there.
No, I understand.
To like, scare them off, like, to scare them. Like,
this is my opinion, right? Because I try to play devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? And, because America sort of come off like a bully. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm American. I live in America and stuff like that. But America plays bully. Like, you know, for America to say, okay, you can't have weapons of mass destruction. But the flip side of that is America got, I don't know what. You know, they can flatten a few countries.
Well, nobody's supposed to have weapons.
Somebody else can't possess that? Like, I mean, but that's like another man telling me, dude, you can't be a man. I can be the only man here.
I'm not too much and too deep into politics, but you already know that America, we are, I don't know, we're the richest country, but we're one of, so we have alliances with all of these countries. So we have a say in what goes on because we have these alliances, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
These treaties and stuff, and I'm going to find the article because it was just, Obama had made a comment about what's going on. There's just so much going on in the world. It's not even the weapons of mass destruction. There's so much going on in India with the genocide. I was in Washington, D.C. in Memorial for Memorial Day weekend. I saw the parade, and I got some footage and some pictures, and they were, like, protesting. And it was just so surreal to me, all the problems in the world. I mean, those people were out there for hours chanting and chanting with signs, and they're like, President Obama, please, 35,000 children killed a day, this and that. I'm like,
see, I gotta make,
crazy.
I,
like,
personally, I have to make sure America's motive is correct, right, and accurate. And with Obama, okay, we got a new captain of the ship, so it may play out a little different than, you know what I mean, than the previous dude, Bush, you know what I mean, I think he actually fostered a perception and made it seem like these other countries in the Middle East had these weapons of mass destruction, but you know, I think America just ran through there to kind of, you know, gather or get some control and domination over there. To me, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Figure out how to who's the person making this formula. We need that formula. We need those same bombs. Like, you know, they probably just want the formula.
I mean.
I'm sitting here looking.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm saying, before I can jump behind it and say, okay, yeah, and they get my full support, you know what I mean? Okay, you know, I'm a lover of people, you know what I'm saying, and of human life and all of that too, man, but the right motive's got to be in it, you know what I'm saying? So if it's in, like, protecting, preserving human life, that's good.
Have you guys ever watched any documentary about how corrupt the government is? And this, I mean, there's so many, it's like, you'll listen to what the news says, but then there'll be all this stuff on YouTube now, you know what I mean, that will just really, like, give you the, what's really, really going on in college.
Yeah, and YouTube is a beautiful thing, man, because if we, and that's a key point, because if you just watch the news over here, of course, all these mediums, these giants, this conglomerate is controlled by the government.
Exactly.
We see and read and hear what they want us to see, read, and hear.
Exactly. We'll never get the inside scoop, but, I mean, if you think if we're just learning they're testing these weapons of mass destruction and that's what we're knowing nationally, just really imagine what really is going down. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They could be planning an attack. We have no idea. I mean, look at what happened with 9/11. Nobody would ever suspect something like that to happen. So when you think weapons of mass destruction, I mean, you got to be aware, like, this is some serious stuff, but as American citizens, there's really nothing that we could do. We don't control the government.
But even what happened with 9/11, right?
We got to get up every day and do what we do and make our paper and just pray for another day, you know, of life.
But see, 9/11.
There's nothing we could do.
No weapons of mass destruction was even used for 9/11. They just used some straight up.
Oh, they used straight up bombs.
You know what I'm saying?
Bombs and blew up the different levels and stuff. All of that was planned. That was premeditated.
No, but I'm saying, but they didn't use any weapons of mass destruction.
But they didn't use weapons
to execute. You know what I'm saying? They plan, man. That's it.
You can make that stuff up yourself. Get some CS, whatever. You know what I'm saying? C4, put that joint on there and blow it up. That's what they did.
Don't explain formulas on here.
Okay, that's what they did now. Don't act like y'all don't know, people. You know what I'm saying? We getting down on the political.
I don't want to know. I don't want nobody knocking at my door. I don't want to
know. You know,
we want to be on next Thursday.
Yeah, don't come knocking at my door, man. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I ain't
against you, but I don't support you.
All I can say is that thank God for the soldiers that are over. All the soldiers of America and the fathers and the uncles and the brothers and the husbands that are fighting for our country, that go over there, you know, genuinely risk their lives for the U.S. Army. Like, shout out to all of them, for real.
Yeah, that's real.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All my soldiers out there.
Like, my loved one being killed in war. Like, that's some serious stuff.
For real, man. Like, I mean, first and foremost, when we went over there, you know, shout out to all my Army and ex-Army, you know. Going over there, you know, they talking about weapons of mass destruction, and there was no biological weapons or weapons of mass destruction over there. But yet, all this time, when they were in Iraq, Korea been working on these nuclear bombs, okay? You know, that's what doesn't make sense to me.
To be fair, that's what we're being told.
Seriously, we don't know what the hell's going on.
You know what I mean? Frankly, they could be pushing that. They could be pushing that whole little soliloquy to set the stage for their next raid. I don't know. I'm serious. I'm suspect, man.
Who the hell knows? Korea might blow up something and build a whole city underground. We don't know what the hell why they want these. Really, truly, why do you want these weapons of mass destruction? To blow up what?
All I'm saying is that when we went over there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
That's real. No, that's real.
And Korea had been playing around with the nuclear testing. Now, they thought that they weren't going to actually complete what they were going to do. But now we see that they completed what they said they were going to do, and now everybody wants to act like they're scared. But they already knew what was going on. That's the situation that doesn't make sense to me. And then we sit here and act like, oh. Intelligence already knows what's going on. And you got people over here.
The U.S. government knows, and it's all just a damn, it's all just all them political people at the top working together and to manipulate all the citizens of the countries. That's all it is. They're all working together. I believe it. I believe it's all a scam.
I mean, don't get it twisted, man. America's intelligence, you know what I mean? It should be held. I mean, you know, they're real swift, but don't think that the Asian community in North Korea should be left out of that equation, because, you know what I'm saying, they on some high-tech technology. Believe me, if we know what's going on over there, they know what's going on over here, too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Most of the technology is out of the world. The technology is out of the world, man.
Most of the people that are dealing with in the United States of America that build our bombs and build our stuff are from foreign countries. Most of them are non-American, okay? So, you know, that's really
everything is not American.
Okay? So most of the things in here, America does not produce anything really that really we go and we export, for real. We're the number one importers. We import from other countries, okay? Most of the people that are driving cars, how many people are really driving American cars? Let's get real, okay? Most of the stuff is imported, okay? Half of the people that build most of our things for us are from foreign countries, okay? Most of the scientists are from Russia and all these other countries, you know? And a lot of the education...
They might want to blow up America, real talk. Why do we need America for? We got more money than them. Blow them up. Get rid of... I mean, I don't understand how we have so much power, but yet they really... They have more power than us because they produce all of the technology. Like,
yeah. Hypothetically speaking, now what if all the cars that America has imported, right? What if everybody from every country has put a little microchip that can explode at the push
exactly.
of a button? Come on, man! In each car, come on, man!
With all grown up.
You weren't off in
I'm
weapons of mass destruction, man. They got so many other tools that can do far more. Worse damage at a faster rate too. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they could do a lot of things. So I'm just saying, America, wake up, open your eyes. Don't act like you don't know what's going on. Please pay attention, but don't believe everything on the news, because the media is the number one liar. Just like with 9/11 and other situations. Like, for real, where is the remains of those planes? That's the question that's been asked. No remains of the plane, also on the Pentagon. Why did they snatch those tapes up? But anyway, that's a whole nother show. But, you know.
No, that's not a whole nother show.
No, it's not. We're talking about, you know, it's crazy.
That go right here.
right here.
We got
Spicy on the line. Spicy wants to say, you know, her piece on it. Spicy, hey, how you doing, boo?
Spicy.
I'm okay.
So how you feel about it?
Bush knew about that whole damn thing.
You said Bush arranged the whole thing, huh?
The whole damn thing. Him and his father. Because they befriended him when befriended them fools when or Muammar Gaddafi. They befriended them. Bush knew about the whole damn thing.
I agree with you. They knew about the whole thing, too. Their whole administration knew about
it. Isn't that crazy?
There's a lot of government officials, man, who are more informed than we are.
I think it's awkward. Obama gets in office, right after Bush. Now they want. Now all of a sudden, it's on the news that they're testing nuclear weapons of mass destruction. But I mean, they were supposedly that's against the law. But now you guys are testing them. Like, as soon as Obama gets in office, it makes me question, like, really Obama's credibility. It makes me feel like he was placed in office. Like, I mean, I just don't know anymore. I don't know if I believe in the government. Even though we have a black president, it don't mean nothing to me because it's still BS going on. And Obama, what's really good?
Well,
see,
you know what?
But you got to understand American history, right? Public policy, right? Obama can't deviate from America's public policy, America's agenda. That dude got to follow. He got to follow suit, man.
But you know this. To rebuttal on what you're saying, we have to remember our branches. You have the House and the Senate, you know, which is the legislative branch. We have the executive branch, which is the president, and then we have our judiciary branch, which is the Supreme Court. And our court, you know, we have our judicial branch, you know. And the thing about it is the people that really make the laws is the House and the Senate. So, basically, if you really look at it, you could basically say that he's the puppet. He can only carry out laws. He can do but so much. They got more weight over him. You got a big House and a big Senate, and whatever they decide, he either signs off on it or he doesn't, and they can always overpower him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the situation that we
got to understand politics, and we got to understand the government system itself.
But you know, that's just the system that they create for society. I don't care what you say, there's another meeting going on.
No, I believe in that too. For real, I believe that.
There has to be another
meeting, and we're not invited to that meeting.
Exactly. There's too much, like, too many people are putting out documentaries and giving some key factors, which I don't really want to speak about because I'm not trying to, like, you know, change the whole conversation, but it's confusing to me, and it just makes me know that there is a whole secret society in this government, governments in other countries, and we're suffering as a people. Look at the recession. I mean, look at why is there still world hunger? It doesn't make any sense.
That's real.
Nobody should be hungry. Nobody, and yet they still got these infomercials supporting, you know, children in third world countries, and I don't care where you are in the country, if y'all got sun and rain, I mean, what's really good? Why don't these people have the crops that they need to eat? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. One thing that needs to be solved is world hunger before anything. You know, F on mass destruction, F that. Like, what about the people in the world? You know what I mean? But that's the thing. It's not about us. It's about the rich person. It's about the person who's in that secret meeting. It's all about them and their riches.
Well, Felicia, we got to remember that there is a secret society. Just like I said, the 16th Amendment would tell you that the federal tax is illegal. Then the other thing, situation, is the Federal Reserve. You know, really, there's no purpose of it. And the government really isn't a government because it's backed by foreign people. Business owners, they basically run this country, you know. So all of that is just a puppet in the game. You know, you like it, you don't like it. It is what it is. This is real talk for real people, you know. And if you want to call in and make your statement about it, call in at 347-826-7722 because we're getting down and dirty on this show today. So, you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, also, we're talking about the recession, right? Okay? You got so many people that have retired from the working system. But once they see that the recession is on, and basically a lot of them have lost their retirement, situations like AIG and other situations, and now they're back in the workforce. Now, most of the youth are in competition with older people. Let's speak on that situation.
Where should we start? I mean, there's only a competition because America has created that competition.
I just want to know really and truly, how long is this recession going to last? Like, how long has it been now? Let's count the months. How long has it been for the recession?
Since the very beginning or since they've been speaking about it beginning?
No, like... True.
Because America's been on a decline for a minute, man.
Yeah, it's really bad now. I just wonder when it's going to get better. Like, people's checks aren't getting fatter, but yet y'all keep making flat screen televisions. Like, can't nobody go buy a regular TV no more. But what if your check can't buy that plasma TV? Like, it's getting more and more expensive, but yet nobody's making the money to move along with society. I think it's going to get worse if you ask me.
America lives on credit. Most countries are backed by some kind of substance like gold or silver, precious, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Precious gold. Our money says legal tender, backed by nothing. We only get its value by the circulation through the United States of America, okay? The thing about it is we have to wisen up, research, because the thing about it is, really, if we really think about a lot of the crazy stuff that's really going on behind the scenes that they don't show you on media, you will lose your mind. This is some real stuff going on in America. I hope America listens up and wakes up. If Martin Luther King could walk and march all the way down there to the Capitol to try to make change, I think we can do it again, okay? You know, taking the story of a Jovan that came on the show, Jovan Rosenberg, that walked all the way from North Carolina to D.C., they couldn't even give him a glass of water, man. We need to make change, man. It's crazy out here, man. People losing jobs. Your grandmother's got to go back to work just because they want to go ahead and make ends meet. Why would you even think that your grandmother and your grandmother would have to go back? You know what I'm saying? Great-grandma had to go back to work so she can make ends meet when she done saved all her life so she can retire. That's some messed up stuff, man. That's crazy. We really need to wake up, America. We really need to think about that stuff. It's going on. We can try as much as we want to ignore it, live our lives like nothing's really happening. But we got to make change with ourselves. And I'm telling y'all can't sit here and rely on Obama. I'm sorry. You can't rely on him because he can only do but so much, man. You got to remember, like I said, it's politics. At the end of the day, he's a politician. I pray, you know, to God for his family and everything. But at the end of the day, he's a politician. And at the end of the day, he is a puppet in that game that they play. You know what I'm saying? And we can only, I think it was either Roosevelt, he said that once the people realize what's going on, don't quote me on this. He said once the people realize what's going on and they realize they're getting taken advantage of, they're going to stand up or something like that. It was something to that nature. But don't quote me on it. And it was one of the presidents, man, because, I mean, people, when are we going to wake up? Are we going to keep on standing around like androids out here and living this systematic life and not walking up to the government and saying we tired of it and we tired of living like this? I mean, people are living from paycheck to paycheck. They don't know if they're going to be in their house the next day. I mean, come on, man. The prices of everything is going on. This is ridiculous, man. I'm sitting in class with the kids talking about the Great Depression when the stock market crashed, and we comparing to now. It's the same thing. The only difference is back in that time, their president let their joint let it just run to the ground till there was no coming back until the next president made some kind of change.
Now check this out, guys.
Crazy.
Check this out. I have a hypothesis, right? This is my hypothesis, right? My scenario, right? And because people put so much trust in this illusion, this piece of paper that we call money, right? When all money is basically like credit value, whatever, you know what I mean, to compensate somebody for what one's skill or what one has to offer, right? Now, if the bartering system came back, money would have no value. And right now, even with no money, you can still barter with people. You know what I'm saying? You know,
exactly.
This person grows fruit. That person is a mechanic. This person is an artist. That person does this. This person does accounting. This, you know what I'm saying? We all still possess our talents and our expertise, man. So what's keeping us from still progressing?
I was just going to say that, Ronnie. Say, like, I think to myself all the time, imagine all the money in the world got burnt up. Your house is still going to be standing, right? My apartment is still going to be here. My car is still going to be outside. So what? There's no money, what? We're going to have to survive. You got a roof over your head. You know what I'm saying? Go cut up some chicken, fry some chicken. Do like how they did back in the day when there was no money. And you were trading, and you were going out there, and you were getting your food, and you were cooking it, and you were making fires. Like, we really and truly, what really is money? You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy, because if we didn't have it, we'd still survive.
It's a piece of paper that we place value into.
But people value, yeah, we value money because it can buy you those nice things and this, that, and the third, and the world is built on money now. But remember, at one point in time, there was no such thing. You know what I mean?
That's real.
The only people that will lose their jobs is banks. Other than that, everybody will still live their life. We will still eat.
Yeah.
We will still be able to clothe ourselves. We will still be able to get whatever we want by the bartering system.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Back in time, centuries ago, it was gold and silver.
Exactly.
And if you had your gold, you would trade that, and then you'd go hire some people to build you a bigger house. You know what I mean? And that's how you had your wealth, because you have the gold and the silver. But now it's the money that gets you the big house. Them to go buy the big house, not, you know, giving gold for them. You know, it's crazy. I just can't believe that really and truly, at the end of the day, we're all paper chasers, and it makes me so sad. Like, Styles P on his latest album, not this past album, actually, yeah, it's his latest album, he has a song, and it's called Green Piece of Paper, and he's like, I live my whole life for a green piece of paper. He said, there's some trash for a green piece of paper. And it's true, because all it is a green piece of paper, but we're chasing it. Like,
the American public chases
right.
Paper, man.
God did not create that. Man created that. You know?
The American people, right? The American people chase mm-hmm. green piece of paper, right? The American government chases things that are tangible. You know, so they chase diamond, gold, silver. They chase that. Things that they can go trade with other countries. Things that mean we chase paper because they encourage us to chase their paper.
It's something that is now
losing value.
It's all brain. There is no value. It's backed by nothing. All of the gold bullion that they stole and convinced American people to turn in and threatened them to turn in back in the day, it's all in Fort Knox, okay? And they have that gold. But the money that we're sitting here and spending and stuff, all this money was gone. If the American people decided today, we're not banking, we're not using money, we're going to barter, what would the government do? They would be powerless.
Yeah.
This is all a form of control.
Yeah, it is.
Control
mechanism.
Form of control. We kill each other over money. We'll stab our family in the back. We'll do so many things because of that green-eyed demon of this so-called piece of paper. They make us believe that weighs the value on our livelihood every single day. Modern day slaves we are. It's a systematic situation, and they have us like androids.
No, that's real.
You know, it's some real stuff. But due to the fact that we were going to talk about Mike Tyson's daughter. But we might touch on it real quick because we got 2 minutes left. That was a deep subject. We might have to do a whole show on that next time, man, because that was real deep, man. We get it in on politics, man, for real. Definitely. So, we shout out to Chubb Rock. It is his birthday today. And Mike Tyson's daughter, rest in peace, man. You guys' view on that situation, Felicia, how do you feel about that whole situation with Mike Tyson's daughter, man? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Are we there? Okay, Emma, how do you feel about that, Mike Tyson's daughter?
I mean, I think it's horrible. You know, it's horrible. It's tragic. I mean, you know, when we have kids, we don't really picture that we're going to bury our children. You know what I'm saying? We kind of think about them burying us. So it's that's just it's hard, man. It's just horrible. I just pray that somehow he gains that strength, that inner strength. I mean, because we all know he has the outer strength, but the inner strength to deal with it, to cope with it. Because, you know, losing a child, however you lose a child, is still, you know, it's something that's very, very hard to deal with emotionally and just spiritually and all that. So, you know, our prayers go out to him and his family and the mother of the child of Exodus. And, you know, there's an angel that just went back up to heaven.
That's some real stuff. Renacy, how you feel about that?
Man, I don't even know if this... I don't know if there's words to describe it. You know, I'm not a parent or anything like that, but I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what him or her mother's going through. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't really relate to it. Even if I was a parent, I don't think I would be able to relate. You know what I'm saying? So all I could do is put a prayer in the air. You know what I mean? That somehow they'll... Wow. I don't know what to say.
CG, yeah, how you feel about it, CG?
I mean, I think the overall reaction is the same across the board. Words can't really describe. I just can't imagine what he's feeling. I hope that the press gives him space and allows him and his family to mourn in private. But my prayers go out to him, and I mean, be disregarded. I cannot imagine what they're going through.
Yeah, you know, it just saddens me because I have a 6-year-old and, you know, just my child, you know, going like that. I mean, it's like somebody just taking your whole life away. It's just a stab and wound. And I just have my prayers to him and everything. It's unfortunate, you know, whatever situation.
The baby boy found her, the 7-year-old child found her.
Yeah. So that's definitely something that's very, like, you know, traumatic for him, you know. Who knows, he might have to, you know, get counseling and all that. And, you know, I just have put my prayers to the whole family. Mike Tyson, rest in peace. It's a terrible situation. And, you know, our prayers go out to them. And, you know, our children, you know, and, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. So please take advantage of your loved ones and, you know, just, you know, make sure you tell them you love them and, you know, make sure you do right by people because we never know. You know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. Today we want to send a shout-out to Chubb Rock. It is his birthday today. Also, we discussed about mixing business with pleasure. Also, we talked about Korea and the whole situation that's going on with these nuclear bombs and really America needs to wake up. Some political issues we touched on, and also Mike Tyson's daughter, may she rest in peace. Our prayers go to all our listeners and all the people that definitely support us and follow us. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, also Digital Fantasy Media, that does all our professional commercials for us. Also, check out E2K Magazine online. Look out for A-Game Magazine. Check out MusicManiaTV.com. LushRadioOnline.com, MusicMediaTelevision.com, and ConsultingGuy.net, NationalStreetBuzz.com, and thank you, Spicy, Lottie, guests, and everybody that came through and definitely support us. Log on to our site www.StreetQueensTheMovement.ning.com. Check out our updates. Hit us up on Twitter, StreetQueens81. Also check out. Emma, she's trying to hit 1,000, so y'all need to hit her up.
Please. I'm like 4-something. It's going good, but it needs to be better. Pete Diddy just hit the million, so I'm just saying I'm not looking for that. Can I just get half of that or quarter of that? That's all I'm saying. Good looking. E2K _ magazine.
Make sure you check out all of my beautiful queens, you know, on Twitter. CG's on Twitter. Felicia's on Twitter, Toy's on Twitter, Lissette's on Twitter, everybody's on Twitter. And Renacy's on Twitter. Check out everybody on Twitter. Support us, follow us, we'll follow you back. It's all love. You're part of our digital conglomerate, and we love you. And same time, same place, Thursday at 8 o'clock, man. The shows are fierce. You never know what you're going to expect. Y'all got the view, we got the panel, Street Queens, the movement, and you just officially got
it. Damn.
Peace, girl. Seriously. Love y'all, and we out.
Love you too. Peace.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone.